Hey, Chief. Oh my god, look, I'm so sorry about calling an emergency meeting this late for something that might look like a small fry case, but I promise you, it's something way more fun. You'll be thanking me later. You see, we got a call about this kid who was found half dead at a pretty high-class club deep in the red light district. Yeah, we couldn't find CCTV footage of him entering the private room he was found in, and also couldn't find any footage of anybody leaving that room either. So, no idea who he's in there with, and no idea how they got out. But, it turns out the club's got a bunch of secret passageways. Pretty smart, right? I mean, pretty shady, right? Very, very suspicious. Okay, I know this doesn't sound fun so far, but the manner with which this kid was almost murked is kind of the fun part, in a weird way. The medical examiner said there was almost no sign of physical harm, except for the fact that he very clearly had sex either right before the crime, or even during the crime. Aside from that, it just seemed like the kid practically had his soul sucked clean out of his body. Are you catching my drift, Chief? Oh, come on! Soul sucked out mid-sexual intercourse at a club full of depraved deviants? A succubus, Chief! Jeez, so you know what that means, right? We've got the five ladies who are last seen interacting with our boy here for you to investigate for any succubism? Is that the proper terminology? Not sure, but who cares? Oh, Chief, look, there they come. Tonight was busy, so we had to keep them in the same holding cell, but Jeremy's walking them to their separate interrogation rooms right now. I had a feeling you might want some one-on-one time with them for the investigation, but in case you wanted some group action, we'll be keeping the twins together. Oh, speaking of which, here they are. They'll be up first, so here are their files. Both are college students with pretty fucking hot bodies. One's at the top of her class and a total bookworm, but looks like the other one's a popular party girl with an attitude to boot. They were two of the last people seen talking to the victim on the stage floor, so they would be good people for you to interrogate. And also good people for you to fuck, too. Thank god, look at them. You can see their tits bounce when they walk by. Sis, I don't want to do this. This is so boring.
Oh, trust me, I know. We'll get out of here fast, don't worry. Hey.
Hi, mister.
See, I told you.
You can see their tits bounce. Oh my god, this one's my favorite. Up next is the mouth. Sorry, unprofessional, I know, but god damn. How else can you describe a lady who's looking like that? She's the club's top stripper, and I bet you can see why. She went into a private room with the victim about an hour before he got, you know. She disappeared for the rest of the night with absolutely no known location during the time of the assault. Kinda sus. Oh god, speaking of tits bouncing, god, she has the biggest pair I've ever seen on any woman. Holy fuck. Oh, they look so nice and heavy. Holy shit, here she comes.
Oh, just to the left. Thank you so much, honey. I'm really bad with directions. Thank you. Oh, hi. Hi, honey. You must be the investigator who's going to interrogate me. I really can't wait for that. See you soon.
See, I told you. Oh my god, she's so hot. And the way she pushed her tits up when she talked to you. God, I think she definitely wants to fuck you. Have fun with her. Oh, up next we have the... is this right? I guess. The mutt? We don't have a file for her since we never got her legal name. we could only really go off of her collar, and that just said, you know, mud. We believe she's the owner's secretary, and from her behavior at the precinct, she has a pretty insatiable sex drive. Might be a succubus. She's tried to fuck just about everybody she's come into contact with. There might have been a handful of successes. I would know. she seems to be really into anal. Aside from that, she was one of the last people seen interacting with the victim on CCTV. It was in the back alley of the club too, so kinda weird. sorry, Chief, that's all I got for info on her. My bad. But you're gonna see why I was so distracted, Chief. God, she's really hot and fucking insatiable too. Yeah, and she's more than eager to please. I can see why they call her the mutt. She's like an excitable puppy. Oh, where are we going next? Oh, am I gonna get to play with more people? Oh, I can't wait to play. Oh, I love playing. Hi, mister. Are you gonna play with me next? You're gonna be the one who plays with me? Oh, I'm so excited. You look so delicious, mister.
See what I mean? Next up, we have... Oh boy, that's the club owner. She's kind of scary. I'd be careful with her if I were you.
She's knocked out two officers so far, and she's the only one that we've had to keep in handcuffs because she's a little, rowdy. I really, really don't recommend taking them off. Even if she asks in that really sexy, domineering way, okay? She tried to do it on me, and I had a feeling she was gonna snap my neck if I didn't. Anyways, unluckily for you, she knows about every single thing that happens in her club, so I think she's got the most info out of all of them. Good luck interrogating her. But at least she's pretty hot in an Amazonian kind of way, though, yeah?
Ugh, God. Fuck, just let me out of these fucking cuffs. Jesus, honey. Promise, if you let me out of them, I won't bash your brains in, but I'm really considering it right now. Oh. Well, aren't you real handsome? Tell me, honey, do you want your brains bashed into? Is that why you're looking? No. Good. Look away then.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Good luck with that one, Chief. That wraps up all the intros, I guess. Good luck interrogating all of them now. Once you found the succubus, then your job is done here. Find the succubus, then we find our perp. And mission complete.